The following is an interview with Mrs. Martha Hanna by Virginia Hanna and Wanda Newman for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. The interview was conducted in Mrs. Hanna's home at South Shore, Kentucky, Route 7, on September 2, 1978.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Well, now tell me, when were you born?
In 1885.
And what is your birthday?
June the 28th.
June the 28th, okay. How many were in your family?
Oh, six boys and two girls.
Well, what were their names?
Howard and L.D. and Ephraim, Neely, and me.
And you, and you had two sisters?
Yeah.
And what were their names?
Columbia and Amanda.
Uh-huh. And they were all born where?
In Pike County.
In Pike County.
Uh-huh.
Now, what was your father's name?
Joseph Hatfield.
And his first wife's name?
Armenti.
Armenti.
Uh-huh.
Now, when did she die?
Well, let me see. She died...
How old were you when she died?
2 years old.
2 years.
Uh-huh.
Did he remarry?
Oh, yes.
And who did he marry?
He married a Thornberry. Awful good woman.
Good woman. What was her first name?
Nancy.
Nancy Thornberry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when did you decide to come to this area?
Oh, in 1902.
And you were how old?
Oh, I was small. I was about 2 years old.
No, you would have been older than that. Born in 1885, and you came here in 1902.
Uh-huh.
Well, you were a lot older than that.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me about the trip from Pike County.
Well, we come on the train to Canova, and we stayed all night there at a man's house by the name of George Farley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see.
Then what happened? How did you get the rest of the way?
We got on the boat then.
And what was the name of the boat?
Greyhound.
The Greyhound boat. Mm-hmm. And where did you...
We come to Grays Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And got off, and Ernie, I believe it was, met us at the train.
Well, I think you told me it was Harry.
Harry Farley.
Harry Farley.
Well, I guess that's right.
And Harry had married your older sister.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, how long did it take you to get from Pike County?
Oh, it didn't take very long.
Well, why did you come to this area?
Well, Paul, he decided he wanted to level farm to farm, you know. And that's the reason that we come down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, your father's name was?
Joseph Hatfield.
Joseph Hatfield. Was he any relation to the Hatfields that were involved in the feud?
Yes. A distant relation.
Distant.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what was his father's name?
Ephraim.
Ephraim?
Uh-huh.
And who did Ephraim marry?
Phoebe Vance.
Phoebe Vance. And did they always live in Pike County?
Uh-huh.
And did they own property in Pike County?
Yes.
Well, whatever happened to the home place up there?
Well... My home place that I was raised on, my brother lives on it today.
And that would be? Neely.
Ephraim.
Ephraim?
Uh-huh.
Or Neely?
Ephraim.
Ephraim. Well, where was your home base in Pike County?
Blackberry Creek.
Blackberry Creek.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember anything about the Hatfield feud?
No, I was too young.
You were. Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard you sing about it. Do you remember that song about the Hatfields?
Uh-huh.
Will you sing it for me now?
Let's see. I don't know whether...
Well, doesn't it start out in the year of...
In the year of 96, we were in an awful fix, away down among the Hatfields and McCoys. Our summer's wages gone, cold winter's coming on, 200 miles away from all the boys. There was Feely and Madank, there was Kaylee Long and Lank, there was Uncle Irwin full of fun. You'd as well to raise a swarm of bees, or stir up a nest of fleas, as to injure any of them, great or small. They will always treat you right, but if you want to fight, they are always willing to accommodate. There were rattlesnakes aglow, crawling about our cabin door. There were copperheads to keep us in alarm. You'd as well to raise a swarm of bees, or stir up a nest of fleas, as to injure any of them, great or small. They will always treat you right, but if you want to fight, they are always willing to accommodate.
Well, that was good.
That's really great.
That's very good, Grandma. Now, you sang another little song for me this morning about going down to the river. How much of it do you know?
I went down to the river, thought I'd jump in and drown. Seen my redhead Adonis and I couldn't go down.
Well, where did you learn all these songs?
Oh, I learned them when I lived back up in Pike.
Well, who taught them to you?
My brothers.
They did?
Uh-huh.
Well, what was Greenup County like when you came here?
Oh, rough.
Rough. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me something about it.
Well...
Were there very many families? Were there a lot of homes?
Huh?
Were there a lot of homes?
Yeah.
Were there?
Uh-huh.
And tell me some names you remember when you moved here.
Potters.
Mm-hmm.
Sherman Potters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Well, now, when you moved here, the farm was on East Tiger.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, when did you move to this one on the west side of Tiger?
To this place?
Mm-hmm.
We moved here in 1916.
1916.
Uh-huh.
Well, what was here when you moved here?
Well, let me see.
Maybe you better tell me about who you married.
Who I married?
Uh-huh.
Well,
now who did you marry?
I married Blaine Hannard.
Uh huh. And how old were you?
I was 16.
16 years old. When did you marry him?
In 1904.
1904. What was your anniversary date?
December the 24th.
You got married on Christmas Eve.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And you moved here?
In 1960.
And you've been here all?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me about some changes that have happened just around here that you know of. Can you name anything? Roads or anything like that?
Yeah, they have better roads than they ever had.
Mm-hmm. And what about the river? Do you remember much about the river changing?
No, I can't.
And do you remember the flood?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about, wasn't there a flood in the early 1900s?
1913.
Do you remember much about it?
Well, there was a good-sized flood. And I don't know. My daddy, he never wanted to talk much about it.
He was in it?
Uh-huh.
Well then, what about, do you remember the 1937 flood?
Uh-huh.
Were you in it, or did you...
Yeah.
Where did you live then?
We lived here.
You always lived here?
Uh-huh.
Well, now did that all work? Did he ever work public work?
Oh, yes. He worked at the car shops.
And where was that?
Over at New Boston, over at Portsmouth.
Uh-huh. And how long did he work there?
Oh, he worked there a good while.
And where else did he work?
He worked, let's see, I don't know.
Well, didn't he work up in a creosote plant?
Yeah.
Did you live up there then?
Yeah, we lived at the Flatwoods.
You did?
Uh-huh.
And he worked in a creosote plant?
Uh-huh.
Where was that?
That is up there at Russell.
At Russell.
Uh-huh.
Did he work there very long?
I think he did.
You think so? But what did he do most of his life?
Farm.
And what else? He liked to cut timber, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? What can you remember best about living around here? Remember anything in particular?
I don't believe I can.
You don't believe so?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
How much schooling did your parents have?
Huh?
How much schooling did your parents have?
Well, my daddy was a school teacher.
So he is pretty well educated, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He taught school an awful lot.
Well, now, your brothers, what vocations did they take?
Well, they taught school too.
And now Howard, he was...
Paul, he educated them to...
To what? Wasn't Howard a superintendent of schools here?
Yeah, he was superintendent of schools, you know.
Now, one of your brothers stuttered and stammered, and he corrected himself.
Yeah.
And didn't he teach a school? Can you tell me about that?
No, I don't believe I can.
Well, didn't he write some books about stuttering and stammering?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now, was that Lawson?
That's Lawson.
And he went to Chicago, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
And then, where else did he go?
Lands I don't know where.
Well, I remember you received a trunk.
Huh?
Didn't you receive a trunk from him from out in Washington
yeah.
State?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he is buried overlooking the Columbia River.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And you got all of his worldly goods when he passed away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, how much schooling did you have, Grandma?
Well, not too much.
How far did you go in school?
I think I completed the the eighth grade.
You did?
Uh-huh.
And your father was a school teacher?
Uh-huh.
Now, isn't he buried close around here? He's buried on the farm here, isn't he?
He's buried up on the other place.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Is there a name to that cemetery?
No.
Who else is buried there?
I don't remember who else is buried there.
Well, is Firm Matthews buried there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Firm Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything about him?
About Firm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to stay with us.
He did?
A whole lot. He's buried up there.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to your sisters? How did they go to school and get married? And how far did they go in school?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember. But they went to school and both of them got married and raised families.
And they married brothers, didn't they?
Yeah.
And who were the brothers?
Farleys.
What was their first name?
Lewis Farley and Harry Farley. Mm-hmm. They're brothers.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you meet Uncle Blaine?
Well, we lived up there on Tiger, and so he came over there to church, Sunday school, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met him.
Well, there's no better place to meet him, was there? Who was your best friends at school, Aunt Marthy?
Well, I don't hardly know. I forgot.
Didn't you have a best girlfriend that you went around with and maybe sat with in school? They had them big old benches back then.
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember who your best friend was?
Cleo Clay.
Cleo Clay.
She was one of the best friends I had.
Who was your favorite teacher?
I went to school to my brother's. Well, I faked off school, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went to school to Howard and to, with LD. Went school with him, and then Melvin, I went to school to him.
What does LD stand for?
Loranda Dow.
The famous Methodist.
Yeah.
But you know what? I know that you're not a Methodist. You belong to the Church of Christ,
don't
you?
That's right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But were you raised a Methodist?
I don't know.
Was your folks Methodists? Your mom and dad?
Oh, yes.
Well, uh-huh. I kind of thought by that name.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, as you grew older and married and established your home, who was your favorite neighbor?
James Hall.
James Hall.
He was an awful good man, and he was our closest neighbor.
Uh-huh. And when you had your children, did you have them at home or did you go to the hospital?
I had them at home.
Did you have a doctor or a midwife?
Oh, yes, I had a doctor.
I wonder who that was.
Let me see. I pretty near forgot.
Well, there was a Dr. Morris and a Dr. Meadows.
Dr. Morris, I think.
How about Dr. Nichols?
Dr. Nichols, well, we doctored with him, too.
Who was that? Who you had when Pearl was born?
Yes.
And then you probably had Dr. Mars when.
When Leo was.
Or Dr. Hunt. Did you ever have Dr. Hunt?
No, I don't believe we did.
Well, the reason I said that, you know, Leo and I was pretty close to the same age, and Dr. Hunt was the doctor when I was born.
I see.
Then I just thought, you know, he was down at Fullerton and maybe he rode his horse to see you. Now, in living here in this particular area, I know now there's a Methodist church below you and
yeah.
The Christian church on up the road. Now, I know that the Christian church is where you and Uncle Blaine always went and where you raised your children.
Uh-huh.
But were those churches always there?
I've been there a long time.
Tell me, if you will, about the Christian church out here. Who put that up? Who furnished the lumber?
Oh.
And all, who furnished the land?
My dad furnished the lumber.
Huh? Now, do you remember some young men who done some work on that?
Oh, let's see. I forgot.
Well, Ernie has told me many times that Uncle Blaine and Charlie had an awful lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Do you remember them working on that church building?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And that wasn't, you wasn't too awful old then. And Uncle Blaine hadn't been married too awful long when that church went up.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And that had an awful dear spot in your heart, didn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's
For more right. things than one.
That's
uh-huh.
right.
Did you ever go down here to the Methodist Church?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm wondering which one had the largest congregations.
I don't know, but I believe the Methodist.
Did they? Well, would you suppose it's because there's more people lives down there, fairly close. Now, the Christian church has a big attendance now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know you're not able to go, but I know, too, when you were able, you and Uncle Blaine both went all the time.
Yeah, we did.
And I was there one day when you fell.
Fell?
Yes, you fell at the church and scared me half to death. But some of the fellows brought you home, and then you weren't hurt.
Uh-huh.
But it gave us a scare.
I see.
Uh-huh. Did Aunt Marthy, when you were growing up, did you ever read a book named Tempest and Sunshine?
Yeah.
Can you tell me who wrote that book?
I don't believe I can, but I remember the book.
Uh-huh. Well, do you remember anything at all about it? I talked with a lady the other day that told me that was one of the most popular books and one that the mothers would sit down and read and then let their girls read it.
I
said
see.
It was a good book.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought that if that was a popular book and a good moral book, you were allowed to read it, and
yeah,
I just
that's right. Uh-huh.
About two little girls, one named Tempest and one Sunshine.
Yeah.
Well, now, did you buy the book for our mother, or did you buy it and give it to her? You know, mother had the book, and I still have it, and it was written by Mary Holmes.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Uh huh. Yeah.
You still have that book.
It's very yellowed and very deteriorated, but I still have it.
I'm going to write down who wrote that and call Mrs. Webb tonight, because Mrs. Webb was, she was trying to tell me about the book, and she got so enthused about the material that was in it and how she enjoyed it, and it was the first novel she was allowed to read, and then she couldn't think of the author, and I said, well, if I can find anything about it, I will do that.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
so glad I mentioned it. Aunt Marthy, now this right along here, I know we just say Route 7 now, but it's a part of Malonton, isn't it?
Yeah.
How'd this get its name, Malonton?
There was an old man by the name of Malone that lived out there, and that's where it got the name.
Did he have the first post office?
Uh-huh.
And it was named for him?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you started to tell us a while ago some of the changes in the community. Do you have any other questions?
Yes, Grandma. On the upper farm, there is an old log house. And wasn't that at one time a post office?
Yes.
Well, what was the name of that post office?
Malone.
Well, wasn't it called something like, didn't it have another name?
I forgot.
You mean that was the first post office?
Yeah.
And can you tell me any more about that old house?
That
Who
old...
built it? You remember the old log house up on the upper farm?
Yeah.
Who built it?
The old man Malone.
He's the one built.
Uh-huh.
So did he own this property here?
He owned that up there.
And when you bought this property, who did you buy it from, all of it?
Rube Lawson.
Rube Lawson. Uh-huh. What about Dadaw's people? Now, what was his father's name?
William Hanna.
And his mother's name and her maiden
Emily
name?
Emily Hanna.
And her maiden name? Emma McAllister.
Yeah, Emma McAllister.
Okay.
That's right.
And what were his brother's names?
Your Dadaw's brother?
Mm-hmm.
One was named Charlie and one was named Charlie and Blaine.
Mm-hmm. Name some other brothers. He had sister.
Yeah.
Gertrude.
Yeah.
And
Eddie.
Uh-huh. Can you think of any more of his brothers?
Uh-uh.
Who was Emma?
Emma Hanna?
No. Who was Emma Zeke's dad?
Sherman.
Yeah, now who was Lefty's dad?
Lefty's dad was Jim.
Right. Now see, there you got all the four brothers,
yeah.
Didn't you? Then you mentioned Tempa.
Yeah.
Who'd she marry?
She married a triplet. William Triplet.
And then you mentioned Gertrude.
Yeah.
Who'd she marry?
She married Joe King.
All right. And there was another girl. I know somebody I want to ask you about.
Uh-huh.
The girl who was drowned, she was setting her boyfriend across. Let me turn this tape over and then you tell me about that. Okay. Martha, up at Gray's Branch Cemetery. No, that's not what we call it. Brick Union. Up at Gray's Branch here, at Brick Union Cemetery. There's the stone, and it tells about this girl who was drowned.
Uh-huh.
Now, tell me who that was.
That was the girl's name was Sis.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know about it.
Yeah, but whose daughter was she?
She was, I think she was Sherman's daughter.
I was thinking she was Grandpa Bill Hanna's sister.
No, I don't think so.
Can you tell me the story behind that, about her getting drowned?
Well, she went to set her boyfriend across the creek, and the boat sank with him, you know.
Big storm came.
Uh-huh.
She'd already let him out of the boat, hadn't she? He didn't drown.
No.
Uh-huh. But she was awful young, I thought, to be engaged. I believe, according to the stone, she was just about 16,
uh-huh.
Maybe 17.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That seems young, but I guess back then they got married younger.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Grandma, were you ever set across the creek?
Huh?
Were you ever set across the creek on horses and things like that?
Yeah.
Do you remember falling in one time?
Yes, I do.
Well, who pushed you in? You remember who pushed you in?
Uh-uh.
Well, all right.
I forgot.
You forgot.
Now, do you have any memories of specific elections?
Huh?
How about elections? Did you always vote since it became legal for ladies to vote?
Yes.
You always voted.
Uh-huh.
What's your politics?
Republican.
Yar. I knew that. Now, were you raised Republican or
yeah.
did you? Okay, then you also married
yes.
Republican. Okay,
yeah.
and I know Uncle Blaine was just as staunch a Republican as he could be.
Yeah.
Now, can you remember who was decision makers in the community? You know, you usually had community leaders, and they
yeah.
kind of said, well, now we need this man in, or we need this done. Who do you remember anybody that made decisions like that in the neighborhood?
I don't believe I can.
Wasn't your dad and wasn't Uncle Blaine, after your daddy was gone, wasn't Uncle Blaine quite a decision maker? And he had, as I remember, such a soft voice and easy way about him. He could just let you know right away what was wrong and
yeah.
what was right.
Yeah.
And most everybody liked to follow what Uncle Blaine said, didn't
yeah.
they?
Mm-hmm. Grandma, did you ever see a president of the United States?
No, I don't believe so.
And how far away have you traveled from Greenup County? Have you ever been to Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah.
In Columbus, Ohio?
Uh-huh.
Well, how far have you traveled away from here?
That's as far as I ever went. To Cincinnati and Columbus.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And you've been back to Pike County,
oh,
haven't
you? Yes.
Well, Grandma, we talked a little bit about the feud. Can you tell me very much more about it? The Hatfield and the McCoys. Were you involved in it in any way?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't. Well, when you came to Greenup County, was it to get away from the feud?
Oh, no.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, since you were a Hatfield, were people afraid of you here?
Oh, no.
They weren't?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, since you've been on this farm so long, Aunt Marthy, what are some of the crops that you raised?
Oh, just corn, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Never raised any tobacco?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Was there a reason that you didn't raise tobacco?
No, not that I know of.
Did you ever hold a job?
No.
Now, your sisters, did your sisters teach or just your brothers?
My brothers.
But your sisters didn't work away from home?
No.
I remember hearing about something that you did to make money. Now, it wasn't a public job, but what was it that you used to do once or twice a week? And you made quite a little bit of money doing that.
I don't remember.
Ah.
Did it have anything to do with a churn?
Huh?
Did it have anything to do with churning milk? Didn't you used to sell butter?
Yeah.
And what else did you sell?
I used to sell milk.
Milk, and what else?
That's all.
Didn't you have chicken?
Oh, yes, we had. I always raised chicken.
Mm-hmm. And you sold eggs at the store?
Oh, yes.
Down at Robertson's store?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How about vegetables? Did you sell any vegetables? Things out of the garden?
I think we did.
Did you have a horse and buggy of your own?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you took the things to the store yourself,
yeah.
didn't you?
Uh-huh.
That kind of served another purpose other than just going to the store to places to sell. That's kind of a social thing too, wasn't it? You got to see people and talk to them that you normally wouldn't get to talk to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And so it served two purposes.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Martha, do you remember back in 1929, what happened then?
In 29?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't remember.
Did something happen to your money then?
To who?
To your money.
Yes.
What was that?
They tied the money up.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you lose the money in there?
Uh-huh.
And what was the name of the bank that...
First National Bank, Portsmouth.
Did you lose a lot?
Well, not too much.
Well, didn't it come from your brother, though? Didn't your brother leave you some money?
Yeah.
And you know, your brother that lived in Washington, I seem to remember he would send you cranberries.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what to do with them. So what did you do with them?
I forgot.
Well, you threw them away.
Aunt Marthy, when they closed the bank and as you said, tied your money up, how did you get... Was it money that you really needed right then, or was you just saving it?
Well, it's the money that I needed, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah. Well, how did you get along without it?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Well, did you have any cash anyplace else?
I think we did.
Uh-huh. And of course, you done like a lot of other people. You raised your food mainly, didn't
yes.
you? Do you know folks who lost a great deal of money when the banks closed?
I can't think of them just now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Grandma, didn't Dad all keep his money in a Crabber Girl baking powder can?
Some of it, yes.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what happened to the man that was head of the bank when the banks closed?
No, I don't.
You remember who it was?
No.
Was it Mr. Conroy? Was it Dan Conroy?
Yeah, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't remember what happened to him?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that everybody lost equally when the banks closed
well,
and they began to pay off?
I don't know whether they did or not.
Uh-huh. Makes you wonder.
Huh?
It makes you wonder.
Oh, yes.
How were prices affected during that depression? Were they lower or higher? Or?
I think they were higher.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it seemed like that with no money, wouldn't
uh-huh.
it? Did people find new ways to make money after the Depression started? You know, they couldn't get their money out of
yeah.
the banks. Can you remember anything that people began to do that they hadn't been doing before
no,
then?
No, I can't.
What I'm thinking of had something to do with corn. What did some of the people start doing with their corn?
Well, now, Grandma, my mother has talked about the full still that was in the smokehouse. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, she said when she moved here that there was a complete copper still in the smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
And you all used to take pieces off of it to use around the farm for different
uh-huh.
things. Do you remember that still?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
In what ways did you and your family make enough to get along during the Depression?
I don't know, but we got along pretty well.
But you'd always gotten along pretty well.
Yeah.
You knew you'd been taught to make a living. You married a man that was good at making a living, and he knew how to do different things.
That's right.
You both knew how to manage.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't have a very big family of your own.
No.
How many children did you have?
Two.
Now, boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
Yeah, which one was the oldest? Which one was older, your boy or your girl?
The girl.
Uh-huh. What was her name?
Pearl.
Uh-huh. What was your boy's name?
Leo.
Yeah. Well, so you didn't have to try near as hard, I guess, to make a living as people with 12 or 14 children, like lots of people
That's right. Big
families back then. Uh-huh. Did the federal government do much then to help people?
I think they did. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember any programs they had to help people?
No.
Grandma, did you used to can a lot?
Yeah.
And preserve a lot of food?
Yeah.
Did you dry beans?
Oh, yeah.
And you used to use the smokehouse to smoke meat then, didn't
you? Yeah.
And we used to can a lot.
Yeah.
And we used to have a big copper kettle that we cooked peach butter and apple butter in.
Yeah.
And all summer we would can fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And you used to cook a lot for hired hands.
Oh, yes.
And you used to have a bell out here.
Yeah.
And do you know where that bell came from?
Uh-uh.
Well, I was told that it came off of a riverboat.
Well.
And you used to ring it.
Uh-huh.
To get the hired hands to come in.
Uh-huh.
But you don't remember what boat?
No.
Or anything more about it? Do you remember a song, Little Mohee?
Yes.
Do you? Would you sing me maybe a verse or so of it?
I don't believe I can.
You don't remember enough.
Do you know any of them?
No, I don't.
Oh, I wish you could remember that.
Don't you remember, Grandma, Little Mohee?
I sing like I do.
Well, it has lots and lots of verses about my little Mohee. You can't start it out?
Can you remember?
No, but if I got you started, you'd probably sing 20 verses.
Away down among the hatfields and the cars.
No, that's not Little Mohee.
Thanks.
No, that's not Little Mohee. But can't you think of it, my little Mohee?
No, I can't.
All right. Can you think of another song?
Uh-uh.
You can't.
How about some of the songs you used to sing at church?
What one?
Well, I thought maybe you could think of some that you sang up here to the church.
I can't think of any right now.
Amazing Grace.
Huh?
You used to sing Amazing Grace.
Uh-huh.
And you had a very high voice, and you could hear you above the whole crowd. And you remember you used to play the piano?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Mm-hmm. Riley.
Riley Quillen?
Uh-huh.
Well, then who played it after Riley? There was someone else played the piano for you, too.
I can't remember.
Don't you remember Ruby? Didn't Ruby Munn?
Yeah, Ruby Munn.
Mm-hmm. And Chester?
Yeah.
Used to be superintendent of some school. And don't you remember how it would either be Dada or Chester?
Yeah.
It was always superintendent of Sunday school?
Uh-huh.
Usually one or the other, and we never knew who was going to get it.
Yeah.
Sing Amazing Grace for me.
I don't believe I can. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Good. Good. I've got a little grandson that sings Amazing Grace, but he says Amazing Grapes. He's dandy. Aunt Marthy, back when you were growing up, did very many women work away from home?
That's right.
Well, what did they do?
Well, some worked some play one place and some another. Some worked in the shoe factory and other places.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, well, the only thing that women could do when this particular person was growing up and still be considered an honorable lady was to teach school.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they said if they worked any place else, they weren't considered very high class people.
That's right.
So I just wondered if it was the same way in your neighborhood.
I guess it was.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you would have known this lady when she was growing up. She was a green slate, and she married a Webb.
A Webb?
Yeah. She married Mack Webb.
Mack Webb.
Yeah, his wife.
Well, that's Marguerite Greenslate.
Right, Marguerite, that's who it was. And I had such a good time visiting with her, and she inquired about you.
Did she?
Yeah, now I'm going to call her when I go home tonight and tell her about that book and tell her I've been out here. She'll be real glad to know.
Yeah.
Back when you were growing up, too, all the girls and ladies had long hair, didn't they? Well, did you ever bob your hair?
Yes.
I knew you did. Now, what did people say about that?
Oh, they thought it was awful for anyone to cut their hair.
Did they? But it was cooler and easier to take care of,
wasn't
it?
That's right.
I didn't see anything wrong with it. You always kept your hair done so pretty.
Yeah.
Who done your hair after I knew you?
First one, then I know.
Grandma, didn't you used to be quite a horsewoman?
Uh-huh.
And did you ride side saddle?
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, tell me what a side saddle is.
A saddle to, that you didn't flop your leg over.
Well, now that'd be kind of hard to sit on a horse just on one side, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever fall off?
No.
Well, was there a convenience on there that you could that would keep you from falling off?
Yes.
Well, what did you call that thing?
My saddle had a horn, you know. And I'd throw my leg up over that horn.
Kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
Now that won't be very beneficial on the tape. They can't see what I did, but you hooked it so that the back of your knee was the bend of your leg was over that horn. Yeah, I've seen those.
Grandma, did you all ever make your own cider, apple cider, and did you have an apple press?
I think made some cider one year.
Well, now tell me, did Dad-O ever go out and get liquored up on you a little bit?
Get what?
Liquored up, you know?
No.
Well, didn't one time he drink some peach brandy and, and you had to take the harness off the horse?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, and you raked it off with a stick.
Yeah, I took a board and raked it off.
Was that the only time he ever
came
home like that? Well, didn't Dad-O break a leg one time, too?
Yeah.
And that was about the only injury he ever had, wasn't it? It was on a wagon accident, wasn't it? Well, can you tell me anything about the old tractor down here. The old McCormick Deering tractor.
No, I can't.
Well, now, it runs in my mind that that tractor was used when this hard surfaced road was put down out here.
Might have been, I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
That was about 1925, wasn't it, Aunt Marthy?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, when they were building that road, did you keep boarders? People that worked on the road, did they board at your house?
Well, I kept some of them a little while, not mm-hmm. long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Too hard a job.
Yes. Aunt Marthy, I remember you as being the best dressed woman in this area. When I was a little girl, I admired you so much because,
yeah.
Oh yes, you always had the prettiest clothes, and I never, if you were out any place, you always had on a hat.
Yeah.
I think that's something that ladies lack nowadays. They don't put a hat on, and I think it really takes the hat to finish off the outfit.
I do too.
I wanted to mention something else to you there, and now I forgot what I was going to say.
That clothes, or where did she get her clothes?
I don't know. I know where she got them. What store did you always buy your clothes at?
I bought mostly at Atlas Fashion.
Right. You would hardly know Atlas Fashion store now. Back then, whereabouts was it located when you went there?
I can't remember.
Wasn't it 3rd and Chillicothe Street? It's the same store building that Anderson's used
yeah,
to have.
Yeah, I think
uh-huh.
so.
And, you know, they had 4 or 5 floors, and they had old shoes and lingerie on the first floor, and every floor was just filled.
I know.
Would you believe now that they just have a little tiny store with 1 floor?
Is that so?
Uh-huh. They don't carry much on. Now, they carry good merchandise. They still have quality merchandise. But it's not a big place like it was. And they've moved from the third and Chillicothe Street location up on the Esplanade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're up close to Security Central Bank.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't recognize that as being Atlas. No.
Uh-huh.
Grandma, were you ever in a hospital? Do you remember if you were ever in a hospital?
I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
Uh-huh.
You've never really had a doctor much, have you?
No, not much.
Well, it runs in my mind now. You're 93, aren't you?
Huh?
You're 93 now, aren't you?
No, I'm not that old.
Oh, well, how old are you? Now, when were you born?
In 85.
In 85. And this is 1978.
Uh-huh.
And how old are you? Don't you want to tell your age?
Uh-uh.
You don't.
Aunt Martha, you're going to have to tell her 93 to make her happy. Just tell her 93. Well, you've done real good, but I bet you're getting tired.
No, I ain't tired.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want you to think of the little Mohi. And when you do, I want to get that down. Would you try to remember it?
I don't know whether I can or not.
Well, if Wanda and I can get a verse or two of it started, then that'd make you remember the rest, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just do that.
All right.